Hey, it's Steve, and it's time for another episode of The Frying Pan, a podcast about the frying pan. This is an old WGN radio segment where I would pitch terrible invention and business ideas to their unsuspecting listeners. They would then call and text and generally tell me what a terrible human being I was. So this week's is a very, very old one, and one of my favorites. It's called Tattoon, and it was kind of an embedded tattoo that played music and required minor surgery. This was a real early, one of the first times we really worked on that heightening concept where an idea would sound okay when you heard about it, but the more you learned about it, the more terrible it became. So this was a lot of fun to play with WGN listeners. I hope you enjoy it.
You jump, hold the frying pan. Yes, you jump, hold the frying pan. And jump in a fire. Jump in a fire.
It is time for the best radio in Chicago, the best hour, 10 to 11 o'clock once a week here on The Download. We call it The Frying Pan. There you go. Paid top dollar for that sound effect. It's time to put Shark Tank Steve Gadlin into the frying pan.
Okay, this is more intimidating than being on Shark
Usually
Tank.
Steve's on the phone. He's here in studio. Gadlin is the brains behind the successful local business I Want to Draw a Cat for You. He presented his business idea on the television program Shark Tank, and he snagged Mark Cuban as a principal investor. And so now Steve has to go back to Mark Cuban with new ideas, essentially a development deal. So before he goes into that pressure cooker, he comes to WGN Radio to jump into the frying pan. He gives us an exclusive business idea so we can poke holes in it and give Steve the confidence to pitch it to Mark Cuban. Steve, welcome back to the frying pan.
Thanks, Justin. I'm excited to be here in studio. This is awesome.
312-981-7200 is the number. 312-981-7200. Or you can go to Twitter at WGN Radio or at Justin Kaufman to give your feedback to the idea that Steve Gadlin is going to give to us now.
Awesome. So I consider this my redemption frying pan. I know people have taken issue with a lot of my inventions and business ideas, but this week I've got a technology to introduce that is going to change lives and blow people's minds.
Okay. I like.
Yeah. So this is actually brick and mortar now. We're going to open up storefronts as alternatives to tattoo parlors to release a product called Tattoon. Okay. This is a tattoo. You go and you get a tattoo and minorly invasive surgery to implant. Think about a greeting card. Those greeting cards where you open them and then they play music.
Yeah.
And nowadays with technology, it's more than just an 8-bit tune. You get actual sound effects. We're going to implant one of those chips under your skin. When the scarring from that surgery heals, we put on a tattoo that's related to the sound or the music or the sound effect that comes out of the thing. So what you end up with is a tattoo or a tattoon far more exciting than your run-of-the-mill tattoo, because this is one that when showing to someone, you can press on it or have them press on it, and the visual is supplemented
music.
With audio.
Yeah.
Music, or maybe it's a monotone voice explaining the significance of the tattoo. Hey, why did you get that tattoo? You just hold it out, they press on it, and then they get a recording of someone explaining why. So it's the tattoon, and we'll put kiosks in malls. We'll open up next to regular tattoo parlors, and if you're faced with one or the other, I'm pretty sure you're going to go with the tattoon.
All right. I like it. Tattoon.
Thanks.
I have a lot of questions, Steve, but I'm not going to ask those questions. I'm going to let WGN Radio ask those questions, because these are your customers. They're the investors. They're they're the ground floor. 312-981-7200. That's 312-981-7200. Or you can go on Twitter at Justin Kaufman or at WGN Radio and tell us yay or nay on the idea of Tattoon. It's an idea of getting a tattoo and also embedding minorly invasive surgery, as you said.
Just enough to get under the skin to implant the audio device.
Implant the audio device so that it can play music, it can do a sound effect, it can tell the story of the tattoo, but it essentially has, the tattoo has an accompanied sound.
Yeah.
Tattoon.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Lines are lighting up. 312-981-7200. That's 312-981-7200. You can text to that number if you like it or not. You can say yay, nay, ask questions. We will pass those texts on to Steve as part of this conversation. Again, Tattoon, 312-981-7200. We come back after the break. Your turn to put Steve Gadlin in the frying pan. I think I want a tattoo today. I think I want a tattoo today. So download here on WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. We're in the middle of the frying pan. Steve Gadlin is in the studio. He's got a new idea that he wants to throw past the WGN audience before he brings it to Mark Cuban. Once again, Steve, the numbers to call, 312-981-7200. The calls are lining up. Also, you can leave a text there, which is great. 312-981-7200. Or you can go on Twitter, which is also an option, at Justin Kaufman or at WGN Radio. Before we go to the calls, one more time, Steve Gadlin, tell us about Tattoon.
Yeah, so Tattoon. This is we're actually going to open up Tattoon parlors where you can get a tattoo. But before you get the tattoo, we do really light, minorly invasive surgery to implant an audio chip similar to the types you find in greeting cards. So it gives your tattoo a little extra. You can press on the tattoo and activate that sound effect or activate that music, giving the whole tattoo experience a lot more meaning. It's another dimension to the tattoo.
Now, we're going to go to the calls.
Sure.
And the texts. And like every week, I tell you to keep an open mind.
Sure.
Because I know you're very positive, and I know this. You get positive, you're optimistic, mm-hmm. you're with energy at the beginning, and by the end, you kind of are pulling your hair out. Mm-hmm. So let's go to the WGN radio audience here on the frying pan. Let's start with Carol. Carol, what do you think of Tattoon?
Well, I have a little reservation. I'm in the medical field, and I do know that some of the older tattoos, they have metal in them, and you're not able to go through an MRI. Mm. So would you be able to go through an MRI with your implant?
With Tattoon. Thanks, Carol. That's a great medical question. See,
yeah.
She wasn't down on it. She had questions.
No, that's great. I'll tell you, I don't know. That's something we're going to have to invest a little. We call it in the business R&D. That's research and development. And we will find answers to that, of course, before we go to market. My guess is we can find a loophole.
Okay.
Medical profession is often a little loose with some of their practices, and you don't have to tell them that you have the implant. So
there you go.
Yeah.
Jill, you're on the download. So, do you like Tattoon?
Hi.
Up or down on Tattoon?
Iffy. I'm also in the medical field, and the first thing I thought of is you need medical personnel there. Mm-hmm. You need to put it under the skin, so you'd have to sterilize it, lidocaine it, so you'd have to have drugs there, you'd have to have a doctor there. And then just, you know, there's so many nasty infections, you know, necrotizing, fasciitis.
Yeah.
It just doesn't seem worth it.
Okay, but, Jill, thank you. Okay, well,
thank
you so much. Jill brings up another. Seems like a lot of these questions are going to be along the lines of gross.
Yeah, but I think what she asks a very important question at the end, is it worth it? So yes, there are all of the potential calamity, right? There's the, mm-hmm. the necrotizing infections and possibly amputation. But the value we add to the tattoo, I think, trumps that. Because instead of just a tattoo of the Tasmanian devil on your arm, you have one where when you press on it, it might go, la, 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 or make the Tasmanian devil noise, ups your cred and makes for a pretty interesting party trick.
Definitely. Ryan. Mm-hmm. Ryan, what do you think? You're on the download here on WGN. What do you think?
I guess I'd say it's not necessarily something maybe I'd be interested in, but I understand there's a market for it, like everything. And I guess my thing is who's performing the minor invasive surgery?
Good question.
You know, I mean, that's kind of a big thing that stuck out to my mind, and I get that, you know, if you got to pay somebody with MD after their name or nurse.
Well, I don't care what their last name is, to be honest. I'll, you know.
All right, yeah. Ryan. Thanks, Ryan.
We can have a tattoon training facility that probably brings people up to speed on this, because we're not asking someone to become a full doctor. They don't have to do this and know how to perform heart surgery. They're just performing this one repetitive surgical mm-hmm. procedure. I doubt they have to be full doctor. They probably need a certificate, from mm-hmm. some mm-hmm. medical thing, just saying that they've done this over and over again.
Talking about tattoo on the frying pan tonight, the idea of sound accompaniment to a tattoo. That is the new idea from Steve Gadlin from Shark Tank fame, who believes that he would have minor invasive surgery to be able to implant a chip that would, like a greeting card, mm-hmm. Have a sound attached to the tattoo.
Yeah, and I brought a few of the chips with me. If we have time, I can play some of the sound effects.
Absolutely. Go ahead. Do one right now.
So here's one of my favorites. You can get a tattoo of just a person with bug eyes and crazy hair and then hand it off to a friend. And they push it.
Crazy!
Right? So it just enhances the tattoo, the whole thing. This is a good one. I'd put this one on the tip of my finger. And if I see someone slip on the street, I would hold out my finger and press it and... You know, really epic fail, it says. So it kind of highlights something that's happening in the real world, too.
Let's go to Ron. Ron, you're on the frying pan. What do you think, yay or nay to tattoo?
I think it's a wonderful idea. I'm all ready to put my money up for this one.
Oh.
I got, 50 cents in my pocket right now, but it's
what,
a start.
What tattoo would you like, Ron?
Actually, I thought a perfect tattoo would be a tattoo of tattoo.
Oh, from Fantasy
and
Island.
You could push it and says the plane, or
that's the pain.
That's really good.
But I mean, I think as far as it's just one step up from shipping an animal.
Right.
Yeah, and maybe
Ron,
even a step
you.
Down, Ron. And I'll say that tattoo, the plane, if you look, we had put together a flashbook of concepts earlier, and that was one of the ones we had in there. Good idea, Ron, one that I had as well earlier.
312-981-7200. We're talking about tattoo. Take one more call before the break and keep them coming, because now they're lighting up. The one person who said it was a good idea probably just woke up 10 people who says it sucks. Let's go to Scott. Scott, you are on the frying pan. Yay or nay to tattoo?
Yeah, not a good idea at all. No offense, my man, but, you know, it just trivializes the whole point of getting a tattoo, which is a very rebellious, personal thing to do. And if somebody has a question and they want to explain the tattoo, that's between those people. But to turn it into a Disneyland circus act, you know, like the greeting cards that when you open them and they play the little tune, it just kills the whole rebellion.
Yeah,
thing.
I don't know. Saying the car.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate
killed
that.
The bicycle. I mean, you had to go from one thing to the better thing. This is an evolution of the tattoo, not meant to commercialize it. You know, I played some sassy sound effects, but of course, these could be very rough mm-hmm. and tumble noises as well. Maybe the song "Born to Be Wild," a clip from that could play.
Right, so, that is true. Yeah. Lots of texts coming through, lots of calls, 312-981-7200, or you can go on Twitter, at Justin Kaufman, at WGN Radio. Keep them coming. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back after the break in the news, we will continue the conversation, because right now I think you're kind of in middle ground here, Steve. You're getting some goods and some bads, so we're going to talk about how people are going to react in the second half to tattoo. Yeah, wait for that sound effect right there. It's a download here on WGN. It's the frying pan. Steve Gadlin is in studio from Shark Tank fame. I want to draw a cat for you. He comes to us because he has a development deal with the Mark Cuban. And before he gives his ideas, his new business ideas to Mark Cuban, he gives them to us here at the download on WGN Radio to critique. And you are critiquing tonight tattoo. Steve, give us an update. Again, give us an idea of what is tattooed.
We're actually going to open these special tattoo parlors. You go in, you get minor surgery. We implant an audio chip similar to what you would find in a greeting card. After the scarring heals, probably 2 or 3 weeks later, you return to the tattoo parlor and we put the tattoo on. And it's thematically linked to the audio chip that we've implanted in your body. So when you press the tattoo, it's supplemented by a song, a sound effect. You know, a dollar sign tattoo, when you press on it, you get, right? That's a cash register sound. So an enhancement for your tattoo.
So in some cases, and I got a lot of these questions, I'm going to let Josh answer this question because this has been a consistent thought. Josh, welcome to the frying pan. Do you like the idea of tattooing?
Yeah, I love it. First off, I want to say again, Steve is an innovator. I love mail.
Thanks, Josh. I mean, thank you.
Yeah, you're at the forefront of innovation.
I appreciate that.
Across the board. Again, Steve Jobs pops into my head.
Mm-hmm.
But my question here is, do you fear any sort of like legal action from Build-A-Bear?
Oh, that's a good question.
My idea of like embedding, you know, your voice into a stuffed animal.
No, I don't think that. Yeah, Josh, thanks. They don't have a patent on the surgical implant of tattoo augmentation audio device. Their patent, I think, covers implanting an audio chip inside a stuffed bear. So different patent. We use some of the same tools, some different tools as well. So I don't think we'll have any infringement.
And let me ask you about copywriting, because there's another, a lot of questions, I mean, a lot of text saying, you know, let's say you're going to play, like you said earlier, you would play Born to be Wild as sort of an idea for sort of wild, you know, tattoo.
Yeah.
How are you going to get the copyrights, the sort of rights to a song like that?
Yeah, so a real common thing in the biz is by making sound-alike songs. So you may have a request for a song, you won't get that song, but my uncle has a band and a studio in his basement, and they can record songs that are similar, that evoke the memory of the song you want. I tell you, his Axel F is 2 or 3 notes off of Axel F. You wouldn't know it. It sounds like Axel F. So,
okay, so you thought that through.
It.
You thought that through.
Yeah, definitely.
312-981-7200. You can call and you can text on that line too. Yay or nay to tattoo. Let's go to Harry. Harry, you are a tattoo artist. You've got a question for Steve and tattoo. Yay or nay?
How you doing? Nay. The beautiful thing about Build-A-Bear is they cannot reject surgical implants.
Mm-hmm.
The rejection rate of surgical implants is pretty ridiculous as far as tattooing and just, you know, Lizard Man.
Well, if the customer rejects it, we do have a policy. They can come back and exchange it for another one. I mean, all businesses have a rejection rate. You know, people go to stores and buy a dress just to use it for one night, and then they bring it back. So we have a return policy.
That's a great point.
We handle rejections.
That's a great point. Thanks, Harry, for that. Let's keep going. You know, another good one. This is good. Ruth, you are representing a lot of different people who have the same question. This is something that showed up on text as well. So, Ruth, welcome to the frying pan. Yay or nay on tattoo?
Hello?
Yay or nay on tattoo? Do you like it?
Do I have to give it either way? I'll go no, but I'm not decided completely. First of all, I've never been able to afford a tattoo for myself, and occasionally I see some on ladies, and I think that they are fashionista statements, and I think they're absolutely gorgeous. Hmm. So I always have that little feeling of, oh wow, I'd like to come up with something really fascinating, also fashionista. But my question is, and this is a really wonderful marketing. You're saving tons of money on this survey of how people feel about it. The longevity of this little item to be implanted in a greeting card, it never lasts very long.
That's a great point.
So, yeah.
Ruth, that's a great point. That is a question about longevity. A lot of people on Twitter are asking, battery, how do you keep this going?
I mean, look, here's how we feel about tattoos. People always think they're going to want them for life, but realistically, it's exciting for 2 or 3 years. So eventually you'll get tired of pressing the button and hearing the noise. You're going to get tired of the tattoo itself. So, yeah, you can come in. We'll swap it out with the second surgery and pop in a new battery. We're working on building nodes into them so that you can plug in and charge overnight.
Mm-hmm.
But we think, honestly, you're going to let the battery die the same way you do with a lot of your kids' toys. You don't replace the batteries because they're not playing with those things anymore. So I don't think that's going to be an issue. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's going to detract from the initial excitement of the Tattoon.
312-981-7200. It's the Frying Pan. Tonight's idea, Tattoon. Lisa, you are on the Frying Pan. Yay or nay to this idea, Tattoon?
Well, I have a two-part comment, if you can bear with me. My first one is yay. Okay. I love it. I have been anti-tattoo. I have three teenagers who I threaten constantly against getting tattoos, but I may put myself up for beta testing because this is such an awesome idea.
You're a pioneer, Lisa.
And, you know, and we microchip dogs. Mm-hmm. How much different can it be, right?
Yeah.
That's... I mean, a monkey can do it. You can train a monkey.
Well, I don't, probably legally we can't, but it's something we'll look into. Thank you.
Now,
for
my second suggestion to you is, have you considered going the dental route? Because your dental hygienist can administer lidocaine.
Mm-hmm.
And wouldn't it be cool if you offered it like on a tooth, so when somebody opened their mouth, a song would play?
That's great, Lisa. Thank you for that. What do you think about that?
That is an idea we've workshopped. but we think we want to take the experience of tattoo. I say the pun was better for tattoon than anything we could think of with a tooth or dental hygiene. And really, that's the thing we want to enhance. We have mm-hmm. definitely looked into going into tooth implants and enhancing that. But I think people have a tighter emotional connection to the ink they put on their bodies.
Let's go to Mark. Mark, you are on the Frying Pan. Mark, yay or nay on this idea?
Absolutely yay.
Okay. That's...
Will this work with face tattoos?
It should.
That's a great question, Mark. Thank you very much for that.
It will, we'll have to look every new version of this. Like the first implant we've come out with is 2 inches thick. Okay. So it's a pretty deep implant. Probably you don't want that in your face. I think that's thicker than your cheek. But with each new model, we'll be reducing that by a sliver of an inch.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually we'll have a model that can go in a cheek. Or in the cartilage in your nose, something like that. So version one, you probably want to stick to a thigh, a back, or in the fatty muscle of a bicep or tricep.
312-981-7200. The calls keep coming in. Audrey, you are on the Frying Pan. Yay or nay to tattoo?
Well, I would say for me, nay, but I also have some concerns about it, and I have what I think it might be a beneficial idea. I'm also in the medical field, and when you were saying about the MRI and that you would maybe not have to disclose that, when you get into a room with an MRI, there's magnet in there, mm-hmm. and it can ruin your watch, so it can certainly ruin your chip.
It could ruin the chip. Thank you. That's a great point, Audrey. What's great is the medical community came out tonight to really sort mm-hmm. of really poke holes into your, no pun intended, into
sure.
tattoo.
Yeah, I'm glad that they're calling. I find that the medical community... maybe takes things a little too seriously and holds really high standards when realistically the dentist says to brush your teeth after every meal, but how many of us do?
Right.
We as people have the freedom to bend the rules a little. I think this is one of those situations.
All right, 312-981-7200. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we will have the last round. That round was, I would say, my tally was 5-3. 5 hated it. 3 okay. were okay with it. when we come back, we will get to all your texts, 312-981-7200, all your tweets, and, of course, all your phone calls. Here in the Frying Pan, Tattoon, yay or nay, stay with us.
Welcome to my life, Tattoo. I'm a man now, thanks to you.
So download here on WGN. We are we're at the end of the round, our Frying Pan round tonight. Steve Gadlin, a Chicago entrepreneur from Shark Tank, he won with I Want to Draw a Cat for You. Now he has a development deal with Mark Cuban. And so before he gives his new ideas to Mark, he gives them to WGN Radio in a segment each week we call the Frying Pan. Tonight, Tattoon, a tattoo with sound.
That's right, tattoo with a surgically implanted audio chip so that when you press the tattoo, you get an audio. We have a guy who's doing testing with us. We put a tattoo of a man on a Mountie on his arm, and when you press it, you get... So it's the whole idea of there being a horse, and then when you press it, you're reminded of
the Kentucky Derby, or I don't know, one of those. Well,
that's
the horse
things. Relevant because this weekend Triple Crown Belmont Stakes, right? Okay, so let's talk about let me go to some of these questions because there's a lot of people, a lot of texts, and thank you so much for texting in. And we're going to go rapid fire through some of the texts and the tweets on Twitter. Scott says, if you're a restless sleeper, wouldn't it go off and wake you up at night?
Well, it depends where you have the tattoo and how you sleep. And that's something you take into consideration when you decide.
One of the things you mentioned earlier was a sound-alike song.
Yeah.
Evan wants to know that why would I want your uncle's band's counterfeit song to live in my arm forever?
Well, as you said, the battery only will last about 1 or 2 years. So forever is an exaggeration.
And this one just says, really want to boost followers fast. That's okay. That has nothing to do with us. That's just, that's a different tweet. Let's go to the text. Let's go to 815. Let's go to 847. Is there any chance of, this is kind of the same question, the chance of the tattoo playing sound when you don't want it to?
Yeah, of course there is. And there are risks with all tattoos. You know, sometimes a tattoo artist could spell a word wrong, and our tattoo artist might spell a word wrong. You know, a lot of them won't have been trained for long because we're doing something pretty new. So there could be all sorts of mistakes. But would a tattoo be a tattoo without that risk?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Let's see here. The chips in this from 630, the chips in the cards rely on the card to vibrate and make sound. So, and skin wouldn't do that.
Well, ours are a different technology. Ours, again, on our initial ones are actually 2 inches thick because they have a little speaker mounted to the top of them with decibels high enough to penetrate the fatty tissue that it will be buried beneath. We have to go kind of deep in there because the tattoo rests on top of it. And if this is bulky outside of your, you know, the tattoo artist, the lines, it's like writing on a bumpy table. You know, we've got to keep things very smooth.
608 wants to know, how about scratch and sniff tattoos?
That is a great idea and one we actually had. I thought of that too just a little earlier, actually, and I had written it down here in my ideas book, so I've got it dated yesterday. This person
630's got a great idea. What about Hawks logo with the Chelsea Dagger song?
Yeah. We can't do a Hawks logo. We can do a different bird. We can write the word Hawks. You know, with sports logos, it's tricky. They are very litigious. And we would have to bring you to court with us as evidence. So
you don't want to do that.
No, we don't want to do sport logos, but we can do the different. We can do a puck. We can do a basketball. I don't know which the Hawks are, but.
It's puck. It's hockey.
Yeah.
What's the average cost? That's a good question from 773. What's the average cost of tattoo?
Something that will evolve. You know, I think like a tattoo, you can pay a lot, you can pay a little. With tattooing, you will pay at least $7,000 because we are doing surgery. That's on the low end. And then we have, you know, if your tattoo is larger than 1 inch square, it goes up pretty quickly. That said, that's something we will be bringing down. This is, again, a premium experience for people who want to add something a little extra to the tattoo experience.
Well, you got another one here from 773 that, again, wondering if they can get a scratch and sniff tattoo. So they are interested in the scratch and sniff tattoo. It may be another thing you want to sell.
Yeah, and we want to master this first before branching out.
All right, let me go to some phone calls. We're going to go quick here, okay? Let's go to Adam. Adam, you are on the frying pan. Adam, what's your thought, yay or nay?
I'd say kind of yay, kind of nay. Steve, I've been a big fan. Everything you come up with is great.
Thanks,
Uberella, big fan of Uberella. Can't wait for the app to come out. I'm just wondering, and I don't want to put you on the spot here at all. But, you know, like in this age of paranoia, how do we know that you're not with the government? You're not putting microchips in us.
Track it, right.
GPS tracking. I mean, like, what kind of guarantee do we have?
That's great, Adam.
Well, I tell you,
unbelievable question. Thank you, Adam.
That's great. And I tell you, one thing I do in the commercial is I will look at the camera straight in the eye. Right into the camera, so I'm looking at you and say, I am not an agent of the United States government or any other government. This is for entertainment purposes only, not for spying. Now, the government does have the right to ask us to report data back to them, and some of our devices may be recording audio as part of the default function that comes with this technology. Again, this is all very new, but we will not intentionally sell the information we collect to the government.
Right. Okay. Katie, this is the download frying pan. Yay or nay on tattoo?
You know, I love the ideal because my girlfriend and I have the same name, and she literally had the sheet music to the song Katie tattooed into her. But as a nurse for over 20 years, I know you kind of said the whole medical community coming out. We know that a pacemaker and an MRI could potentially come out and be ripped out and explode. So any piece of metal going in there, I would really hope that they would disclose it, or at least you need to be aware that that could be an issue. Any piece of metal could heat up.
Okay, thanks, Kate.
It sounds to me, again, this is the medical community over-dramatizing. I mean, imagine a pacemaker shooting out of someone's body and exploding in an MRI. That's something out of an outer space movie. It's called Alien or Aliens, whichever one where that happened with an alien. And that's fine. The medical community has to do that to cover their end on this. But I would just say to our customers, come on, who are you going
to
trust?
All right. Well, we got to wrap up. I apologize to Senny and Mike and Gary who are on the line, but we got to get to the news because Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez is up next. Steve Gadlin, you know what? I think there's still some questions, and the medical community is a tough one.
Sure.
They're a strong one, and they all came out steadfast against this.
I mean, fine, I'll stay away from medical things if that's what I have to do.
All right, talked about it. You can't get defensive about this. I think they're giving you good ideas because you know that Mark Cuban.
Well, Mark's not a doctor.
But he would bring a doctor in there and he would be like, see, my doctor has some questions.
Maybe not.
He'd cover himself.
We're actually into alternative medicine, he and I, so we would use an alternative.
Steve Gadlin from IWantToDrawACatForYou.com. He's on every week here in the frying pan. He said such good ideas. Tonight, Tattoon. You're getting closer because you had a lot of yays and a lot of people actually celebrating your work, celebrating the canon of your work. I mean, Umbrella was mentioned, Uberella and things like that. Thank you so much for coming down and doing it. We'll have another idea next week.
Yes, we will. Thank you, sir.
And there you have it. The Tattoon. A fabulous invention that won hearts over with WGN listeners. Hey, thanks so much for listening. Please subscribe on iTunes or Buzzsprout or whatever the heck you do, whatever you're listening to this on. Subscribe. And tell your friends about it. We are desperate, desperate, desperate for a little attention. So spread the word if you can. And hey, thanks so much for listening and spending a little time with us in this ridiculous project. Be well.